Just when you thought it might be safe to go back into the grocery store, let's just say you're going to need a bigger wallet. A key read showing prices ticking higher in July, which could lead the Federal Reserve to push rates higher. We're going to get into the potential market impact of that later in the show. But first, I want to go to Steve Moore on what that could mean for the economy. Steve.
Hey, hi, Charles. Well, listen, you know, we're not out of the woods on inflation, and that's the basic finding of these new reports. Now, yeah, this time last summer, Charles, inflation was 9.2%. Now it's somewhere between, I say, around 3.5%. But I've got to say this, Charles, when you look at those essentials, grocery prices, rents, mortgages, utility bills, those are running way ahead of 3.5%. It's why people get so angry when people like you and I say there's only 3.5% inflation, because a lot of people feel like the inflation they're feeling themselves is closer to 10%.
No, without a doubt, without a doubt. And of course, the Federal Reserve likes to look at what they call core inflation, or the core PCE, which came in last week a little bit higher. And at 4.2%, that means the Federal Reserve will keep the pedal to the metal, right?
Yeah, and look, let's look at what's happened to mortgage rates. So as you know, when Trump left office, we had a 2.9% mortgage rate. Now we're at, what, a 7.1%, I think, is the national average. So we were looking at these calculations in terms of what that means for buying a new home. You know, the median home is a little less than $500,000 now. So, but let's use $500,000 as kind of our example. You're going to have to pay over a 30-year mortgage just because of those higher interest rates, somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000 more payments because of those 30 years of higher rates. Or another way to put it, you want to buy, a year ago, you might have been able to afford a $500,000 house. Now you can only buy a $430,000 house. You know why? Because those higher mortgage rates. So that isn't even calculated into these inflation numbers that you just cited.
And you know, and I think the phenomenon there, of course, is how fast interest rates went up, and hence how fast mortgage rates went up, because we had inflation spurt up to a 40-year high, and that gets back to the notion that free money solves everything. In the end, it feels like it's made things worse.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was just listening to your previous conversation, and this idea that the $6 trillion of spending that Biden did was stimulating. Well, you know what it really stimulated was just more growth of government and more debt. And I think you kind of nailed it when you said, yeah, we spent all that money, but now those bills, that money is already put into the economy. Now we're left with paying the bills. And that's why, look, I think the economy right now is pretty decent. You know, the economy is growing at about 2.5%. Some of the indicators are a little faster than that now, except that when you look at those numbers about how indebted, not just the federal government, Charles, yes, you know, we have massive national debt, but look at those numbers on how many people can't pay their credit card debt these days. Almost half of Americans cannot keep up with their credit card debt. And they're just going to go, so that means a lot of them are going to have to default. You know, that's going to cause some problems in the banking. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. I'm just saying the spending has already been done. Now we have to pay the bills.
Yeah. And of course, the student bills come back online as well. So we're going to see an avalanche of delinquencies across the board. And that's something we should all brace for. Steve, my man, thank you so much. Yeah. Always appreciate it.
And by the way, you know, by the way, Charles, Biden's going to want us, the taxpayers, to pay for all that student loan debt again.
It's nuts. I mean, the most fortunate people in the world are someone with a college degree from an American educational institution. Steve, thanks a lot.
Exactly.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.